This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens, friends, and patriots, one and all. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and I am Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. And folks, it's Friday the 13th, and thank God it's Friday. I am glad it's going to be a great weekend. And to tell us about this great weekend and many other things, a weatherman of world renown, weather forecaster, I should say, Jordan Dressman. Jordan, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you? It is a fantastic Friday, isn't it?
Well, any Friday is a fantastic Friday, but I would say this one is a little more fantastic-er, if that makes any sense, because for me, it is St. Patrick's Day weekend. Does that mean anything to you at all, St. Patty's Day?
You know, if we're being truthful, it is just an excuse to drink weirdly colored beer.
Well,
we need an excuse.
I do need it. Under most circumstances, I would never approve of green beer. But, you make an exception one weekend out of the year.
Well, yes, and to me it's a pretty big deal because when I was working for the housing industry as a lobbyist in Hoover, Alabama, I was inducted into a group called the Birmingham Irish Cultural Society, which essentially was just a bunch of political folks, and they let me in because of what I did for a living. But they gather once a year, and they have a really good time. And after the show today, which will be an abbreviated version, I will be saddling up my horse and going down to the Irish event down in Birmingham, Alabama. Looking very much forward to that. So I've actually carried the banner in the St. Patrick's Day parade before. It's a big weekend. I love it. I enjoy it. And yes, it is an excuse to not only drink weirdly colored beer, but also other libations that happen to appear at the Irish celebration. So, hey, I love it. So what's the weather going to be like for St. Paddy's Day? It's a little chilly right now, but hey, it's sunny, and it's to me, it's golfable. What's going to happen the rest of the weekend?
Wow, see, we're going to get warmer on Saturday. Saturday really is going to be, it's going to be a fantastic day. I know many places around here, Huntsville, of course, included, having their own St. Patrick's Day festivities going on. Saturday looks great. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature is going to be in the mid-70s. It's going to be a really nice day. Sunday is not going to be bad. More cloud cover, maybe a rain shower or two Sunday afternoon. That's all right. Sunday afternoon, I find myself indoors. I got an email in the old inbox the other day that the Havoc are having a St. Patrick's Day watch party, I believe, at Mars Music Hall. They don't pay me to talk about these things. I'm just talking about what I'm going to do on Sunday afternoon, so I'll be inside. And then Sunday night, it's going to storm again because, you know, it hasn't stormed enough already.
Because it's March in Alabama.
Exactly. And, you know, I think people need to understand that it is March. We get a cold front every other day. So it's going to storm Sunday night. It's going to get incredibly windy, probably some wind gusts 60 to 70 Sunday night after, say, 8 or 9, and then continuing through the earliest hours of Monday. And then we start off spring break cold. Monday it'll only be in the mid-40s.
Well, that's okay, because that will soon pass, and then we'll be back in a nice warm weather pattern. But I got a question for you. Again, along the St. Paddy's Day, I know oftentimes we talk about your quest for good things to eat. What is the thing that you like to devour on St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Oh,
food-wise, not liquid.
I love a good pastrami. And truthfully, this year, I thought about making my own pastrami. But then I realized it takes about a week to make your own pastrami.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not doing that.
I wouldn't even know how to begin making pastrami.
Well, you can have pastrami sooner than you can have sauerkraut.
I think so.
Because that cabbage has to ferment for a while.
Now, in pastrami, you start with a brisket, mm-hmm. but the brisket needs to basically brine for about a week.
Yep.
And then you kind of smoke it the way you would smoke a brisket. But the key is to properly brine it first, and it needs about a week. And truth be told, I probably would have gone through with it if I'd have remembered to take one out of the freezer, but I neglected to take one out of the freezer, and that's just not happening. So I'll probably go buy one.
I think that my pastrami is not that difficult. I just point to it at the Publix deli, and they slice it up, and away we go. So, hey,
that's my recipe.
Yeah, it's an easy recipe. That's the way to do it. Well, hey, Jordan, before the clock gets us, I have a question. My wife and I were watching you on the weather the other night, and she just said, what does one have to do to become a weather forecaster these days? And I know when I was growing up in Tennessee, our weather forecaster in the morning was Pat Sajak, who was just a young guy. I think the only thing he knew about the weather was when to get out of it. So what does one have to do to become a weather forecaster in this day and age?
You know, I would say it's probably a bit more complicated today. The other guy that used to be a weather forecaster, and I think he might still be one out in Los Angeles, the guy that used to, it was Bob Barker's assistant on The Price is Right. I don't know what to think of that person. But the one that talks about all the prizes and whatnot, whoever used to be there when Bob Barker was there, he actually used to be a weather person too, and he might still be one out in Los Angeles. But anywho, so I have a 4-year degree in meteorology.
Mississippi State, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. They make the best ones.
They do make some pretty good ones. There's a number of us, I believe, just in Huntsville alone. But it's a lot of math you take through Calculus 3, and then they decide to have fun with you and tack on a differential equations course, too.
Oh, boy.
All right, my head already hurts.
I have yet to use any of that, by the way, since I graduated college now over 10 years ago. And then it's a lot of, obviously, science. You know, you kind of, as you go through your college career, you kind of start at the bigger picture of synoptic meteorology, and you kind of look at the grand scale, and then as you go through, it gets down into more of your mesoscale and your localized features. And then, of course, you have to learn how to hand calculate the dew point, even though I don't need to hand calculate the dew point. But, you know, there's about a page of math that goes along with that. And then, of course, they throw in a couple of atmospheric thermodynamics classes at you, too, just because you've already had fun with all the calculus. Now let's do weather and calculus all at the same time.
Wow, that's a lot. I will tell you my one little, you know, we've talked before where I had to take a good bit of weather training to going through flight school. But when I was in artillery school before flight school, it was called a MET message, and it was a calculation you had to make to put the correction on the artillery round so it landed in the right place, which is kind of an important thing. And we would do about 20 minutes worth of calculation to come up with something like left one, you know, turn the wheel one click to the left. But that sounds similar to what you had to do. But I think, Brian, do we need to take a break?
I always found it funny that the most name recognition weather person in the United States was Willard Scott. who used to be Ronald McDonald.
That's exactly right.
So, he was the first Bozo the Clown and the second Ronald McDonald. So, that's what you're competing against. But, you know, and I've told you pretty much every week, you don't get to be a weatherman in this weather person in this town unless you're good at what you do. And we want to sing your praises again at winning most accurate forecast 5 years in a row. We're happy to partner with you and make you a regular part of our Friday here on The Point with Bill Crawford.
Absolutely. And also, especially when you give us good news, like it's going to be pretty decent this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it down in Birmingham and going to tee it up Saturday morning and then turn around and come back and get my dogs out of the boarding where they are at and being bathed into clean little critters right now. So
very good.
So you're not a corned beef and cabbage kind of guy.
You know, I'm not much of a corned beef, but I do enjoy the sauerkraut aspect of the cabbage.
There you go.
I'm one of those weird people that can eat sauerkraut right out of the jar.
Now, what's your experience with kimchi?
Oh, I've never had kimchi.
Well, it's basically Korean sauerkraut, and they age it, they pickle it in pots in the ground if they do it traditionally.
And I can tell you, my experience with kimchi is I had it one time from, you know, a lot of Korean heritage people in the military. They gave me some, and it did not sit well in my little tummy.
But if you ever need your sinuses cleared,
that's a good way to do
that's
it.
That's a great way to do it.
But I, like you, I love sauerkraut, and I'm one of those weirdos who can eat it right out of the jar, too. In fact, I did two nights ago. I made Reubens at home, and I ate the sauerkraut before I put it in.
I need to start inviting myself to dinner at your house.
I think we should all just start inviting ourselves.
Let's just show up at 5 o'clock at Bill's house. Yeah,
hey, exactly. Come on, especially when it gets warm and we can do cannonballs in the pool. That would be a wonderful thing.
Oh, he's got a pool too.
That's right. Jordan, thank you very much. You're best part of our Friday.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
And have a happy St. Patrick's Day and top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
All right, we'll get out of here, Jordan. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
And, folks, we're going to get a break, and we're going to be back here and stay with the green theme and talk with Mickey Sothers of the Huntsville Green Team.
Because it's friendly.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. And that music should let you know that today is Friendly Friday. And on Friendly Friday, we like to have guests come on the show who talk about things that are happening that are good for the community. And in keeping with the St. Patrick's Day theme of green, we have the landscape management and green team manager, Nikki Sauthers. Nikki, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, hey, let me take just a moment to introduce you to our listening audience. Nikki is, as I said, the landscape management and green team manager for the city of Huntsville, and she is also an ISA certified arborist, which we'll discuss that in a bit, with more than 30 years of experience in public horticulture and environmental stewardship. She spent 28 years at the Huntsville Botanical Garden, which is one of Huntsville's show places, including serving as the director of horticulture, where she led the care and development of nationally recognize garden collections and exhibits. Today, Nikki oversees municipal landscape operations and the city's Green Team program, which engages hundreds of Huntsville City School students in environmental education every year. Her work connects horticulture, community partnerships, and stewardship to keep Huntsville clean, beautiful, and environmentally resilient. Did I miss anything, Nikki, or does that about cover it?
No, and it sounds great when you say it. I like that.
Well, hey, it's supposed to sound great when I say it. I'm the radio guy. So, well, first of all, before we talk about the green team, tell me what a certified arborist is. I know arborist is a tree-type person. So what do you do, or what did you have to do to become a certified arborist?
So it's a national certification, and you have to have work experience, and you have to have your work experience verified, and then you test. And once you take a test, you have to keep a certification. But basically, it says that, hey, I know about not just urban forestry, but trees in general, how to take care of them, how they're supposed to be pruned, different types of trees. But there's a lot lot two trees, and so it just really shows that you've got that certification. So if you are looking for somebody who's taking care of your trees, you may want to look for somebody that's ISA certified.
Well, when you've decided to become to follow this career path, what led you down this way? Because it's not a path that everybody frequently goes to. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my path actually started really young. I took horticulture in high school, through the tech program. And one of the reasons I did that was I thought, well, I don't know what I want to do for the rest of my life, but I know I probably am going to have a yard, right?
That's a good thought, yeah.
And it just kind of, it just kept going in that direction. So I went, all the way from high school. Really, I went straight into Huntsville Botanical Garden and got to start at the bottom there and really work my way up. And, of course, the garden grew a lot while I was growing with experience at the time as well.
Well, now, you were there 28 years. I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to this, but how long has the Huntsville Botanical Garden been in existence?
I want to say it's like 33 years. It's a little bit older than that. But it's not that much older, and it was really a wonderful group of volunteers here in the city of Huntsville that wanted to have a botanical garden that got that started. It's got a very interesting history, and it's very community-based. There was a group that said, hey, I think we can do it. They gave them a little plot of land and said, if you get X amount of people to come through, we'll give you the rest of it. It's really on a 100-year lease, the property is. They don't own the property, but it's definitely community-driven.
And they've got a great group of master gardeners over there, too, that really keep that thing going.
Yeah. I mean, they rely on volunteerism, just like the Green Team relies on volunteerism. You just can't do it all by yourself. And the great thing is people love to get outside, and so we're both able to kind of give volunteers that space to do that.
Well, one more thing about that, and then we'll move to the Green Team. But every year, my wife and her friends go to this event at the Botanical Gardens called the Hat Festival or something like that.
Yes, the hat lunch is for spring, yes.
Yeah, and they get a new hat every year, and they go down there and just have a jolly good time. And I know she looks forward to that every year, and I'm glad they do something like that. So tell us a little bit about the Green Team and what exactly that does for Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, the Green Team, the Huntsville Green Team, is supported by the city of Huntsville, so we're very fortunate. And our team is able to go out into the community, and we have community events. So we'll do cleanups. We've done tree plantings. We actually just finished an invasive plant removal last weekend. But we also have some locations around the city where we can hold events. So like our next event will be our Wheels and Hills bike ride at Hayes Nature Preserve, which is during the Wednesday of spring break from 9 to 11. And that's really about getting people out, right, using these spaces that the city has and get out and enjoy them. And these are all free things that people can do.
Well, now you mentioned the invasive plant. I want to pull that thread just a little bit more. When I think of an invasive plant, I've certainly not a horticulturist like you are, but the only thing I think of is kudzu. What are the other types of invasive plants? I guess you'd send an army of volunteers out there with, weed eaters, rakes, and hoes, and they start tearing away at that stuff. What are they trying to actually stop being invasive?
So what we worked on primarily last weekend was Chinese privet and winter honeysuckle. And the thing about invasive plants is they all came here through the landscape industry. We brought them here to use as landscape plants, and basically they've escaped. So like privet, it's actually still sold in the industry, but it has a lot of seed that forms. It's got a very fragrant flower. It's semi-evergreen. So it has a lot of benefits, but what's happened is those plants, because they seed so prolifically, are now taking over all of our natural lands. And what the native plants don't have the space. They outcompete our native plants because they're fleshing out very early. So what that causes is a problem because then our plants don't have any sunlight, so they can't make it through. So that affects your whole ecosystem because then the insects don't have these specialty flowers that they need to feed off of. So when people walk through the greenways and the nature preserves, you know, one of my goals, and we're not there yet, is for them to see plants that are native to Alabama, native to where we're from. So that's something that I'm very passionate about. We're a long way from reaching that goal, and it's not just the green team that's working on it. Land Trust has a mission for it. Wild Ones does. State parks. We're all of us that are responsible for natural lands are looking at these invasive plants and what we can do. And it definitely takes a lot of hands to do the work. So it was shovels. It was loppers. You know, we were really cutting back, and then we will in some of these cases we'll have to use chemicals later on to actually control these plants.
Well, now tell us what, I think you may have mentioned this, I didn't write it down. What are some of the other events you have coming up that people can participate in here in Huntsville?
Right. So let me tell you the top three that I've got that we're not even asking anybody to work, right? I mentioned the Wheels and Hills event for spring break. But April 10th, we have a drive-through event over here at the JC building, which is 2180 Airport Road, and it's called a plant and bag giveaway. And we are growing tomatoes and cucumbers, and we're going to have garbage bags so people can use those to keep the community clean. But also, it's part of Healthy Huntsville, so we're encouraging people to grow their own food. And then on April 18th, we have our Earth Day at Hayes Nature Preserve, which is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we've got people from all over the community there, lots of hands-on activities. And it's just a special day for the family to come out. You get to enjoy Hayes, but also you get to learn a lot about Earth Day and different ways to be sustainable. So those are kind of some things going on that no work is needed. Go ahead.
Just real quick before we leave that, tell people, our listeners, where Hayes Nature Preserve is. Some folks may not know.
Right. Hayes Nature Preserve is actually at 716 U.S. 431, and that is in Owens Crossroads. So when we think about Huntsville, we don't always think about Owens Crossroads, but it is. It's right over Governor's, is what I would say if I was leading somebody. But if you typed in Hayes Nature Preserve, you would get there.
Yeah, don't just south of the Publix over there.
Yeah, that's going to take you to South Huntsville if you type in Hayes Farm. But Hayes Nature Preserve is in Owens Crossroads.
Okay. Well, go ahead. You had one more event, and I jumped right in. Go ahead and please.
Oh, well, we have more than one event, but
well, then let's hear them all.
Yeah, I know. So this is our second World Water Day cleanup where we're cleaning up in the waterway. So we're going to be cleaning up at Spring Branch on March 21st, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And this is, like I said, it's World Water Day, so hopefully everybody around the world is trying to do something like this. It's on 4205 Pump Street where we're going to meet up. And then they'll actually clean the neighborhood, and there'll be people in the waterway. So if people have boots and they want to get in the water, it's shallow enough to get down there and do a cleanup. But we also are encouraging people to just help us walk down the street and clean up and make sure that that trash doesn't end up in the storm drain and into the waterway. So it just takes a lot of hands to keep things cleaned, and that's kind of a fun one because it's different. We do a lot of community cleanups throughout the year, but we don't do a lot of waterway cleanups throughout the year.
Well, let me ask a question about that just for our listeners. When you do an event like that, how many people show up normally? Do you have a big crowd there helping, 10 or 12 people? What do you normally get?
Yeah, I want to say we had about 45 or 50 people last year. They came to the water cleanup. And we have some cleanups that will have as many as 100 people. The one that the next cleanup that follows that one is going to be at the Richard Shower Center, and that's District 1 on April 11th. And it's sort of the Earth Month kickoff. It's our first one in April. And we usually have a big crowd that shows up for that one to clean all across District 1. But especially, you know, walking distance around the Richard Shower Center. So that's 4600 Blue Spring Road, if you haven't ever been over there.
And one other thing I noticed on your website, I'm familiar with Adopt a Mile, but I noticed that you have, what is Adopt a Spot? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and so we're still doing Adopt a Mile, but what we realized is that everybody may not want to take on a whole mile, or maybe they want to take on an area. Some of them have taken on a park. Some of them have taken on a stream. So we wanted to broaden it some, and that's why we went to kind of Adopt a Spot. But what that is where your individuals, businesses, churches, civic groups, they can adopt an area of town and they keep it litter free throughout the year. So we supply the pickup sticks, the garbage bags, the safety vests, we supply gloves, and, you know, we ask them to do it at least every other month. A lot of these areas need it more than that, and report it back to us because we're able to put that in our Keep America Beautiful, kind of all of our facts for the year of everything we've been getting cleaned up. And some people are doing this without taking on an actual adoption, and thank you to everyone out there that is cleaning up their street and their neighborhood, because it's not always intentional, the litter that we see. Sometimes it's, you know, the tarps aren't tied on the back of trucks, and so we can't always just assume that everybody's just throwing something out their window. Sometimes it is accidental.
Well, you know, one thing I would have to say about that, I've been a Huntsville resident for many, many years, but I grew up in a small town in Tennessee, and there was litter all over the road. People didn't even give us, you know, you'd see people in a parking lot dump out their ashtray. They didn't even give it a second thought. But it seems to me like Huntsville, just from my bird's eye perch, is a fairly litter-free community. Is that a correct observation, or am I just imagining that?
I mean, we have problem areas just like every other city, but we are committed to keeping it clean. So, you know, we've got resources to help with that, just like our team actually being able to support the volunteers in the city. But we also have staff that help with it as well. But it's going to take everybody doing their part. And you're right, people seem to be more educated, and so they're not doing things like emptying their cigarette butts in the parking lot anymore. But there are still things that happen. Unsecured loads are probably one of the worst things that happen that we notice, that we seem to get a lot on route to the landfill. We see a lot of litter on the interstate on the way, and so that's something we're committed to, and we work with ALDOT to try to keep it clean also.
Well, I can tell you this, as a long, long time employee of Redstone Arsenal, that's one place where you wouldn't want to get caught littering.
I love that.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. So if people want to get involved with your efforts with the Green Team, tell our listeners what the best way to do that would be.
Well, most of our events are just come and go. You can actually show up that day of the event, you know, sign up, and it's easy peasy. You don't have to call and make reservations ahead of time. But if you want to know what's happening, we have a calendar. There's a calendar on the City of Huntsville website. But we're also have social media accounts, so if you'll follow Green Team on your social media account. Also on the city's website, the Green Team has a newsletter, and so there's a sign up for our newsletter on there as well. You can always reach out to Green Team directly. Our number is 256-53-CLEAN is the phone number for Green Team. I think one of the other cleanups I didn't mention is actually on Earth Day from 4 to 6 p.m. because we wanted to do something in the evening. We're going to be at Bud Kramer Park, which is 600 Meridian Street, and we'll be doing a cleanup on Earth Day.
Now, Earth Day to you is like me saying this is when Alabama plays Auburn on this day. When is Earth Day?
So, April 22nd is the official Earth Day. But our big event at Hayes is on the 18th. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just folks.
It's April 22nd every year, so it's Wednesday. It's on a Wednesday this year.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because, you know, not everybody knows that, and I hope everybody learned something from that. Well, one thing I would like to mention to you as we get ready to say goodbye is, anytime you have any event that you want people to know about, you've got my email address, and just let me know, and I will certainly be glad to announce it on the air with pleasure.
Well, thank you. So, yeah, all these events are free and open to the public, and we encourage families, schools, community groups to participate. So if you want to volunteer or nominate a property for beautification, it's also that time of year to do that. Please look us up.
Well, I do have one more question about adopt a spot. How big of a spot does it have to be? Is it like the parking lot of a church? Can you do the, you know, two houses on your block? How big does it have to be, or is there a minimum size?
So you can take on anything with us just giving you supplies, but if we are gonna locate a sign, we would want it to be a relatively I would say large space or an area with a lot of activity might be the other way to word that. The area could be reduced if it's going to need more intense cleaning. So it's pretty negotiable. It's just something that we work with everybody individually, because most people want to be close to home. They want to be somewhere, you know, where it's easy for them, or maybe it's a route that they see kind of every day. And so we work with everybody. We have a map on our website, but that's not the only locations. We'll work with everybody, you know, with an area that they notice that needs assistance.
Okay. Well, Nikki, thank you for your time. It's a great organization, great effort. We need people who lead efforts like this, such as yourself, and keep up the good work, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break and come back, and we will do some more talk radio on The Point with Bill Crawford.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
You'll love the expanded wine selection at Liquor Express. From special occasion to everyday table wines, they've got what you need. Meet your friends at the largest tap wall in Alabama with 105 rotating selections. Then take home a growler full of your favorite or choose from our 1,000 canned or bottled beers. Need help stocking your bar or planning your party? Liquor Express has a knowledgeable, professional in-house staff that can assist you with anything from your bar to the planning of your special event. Visit LiquorExpress.net for tasting specials, giveaways, and classes.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac Superstore.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart. When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. We are going to be warmer today. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s, dropping into the low mid 40s as we head into the overnight. Plenty of sunshine for your Saturday. Temperatures climbing into the low mid 70s. More cloud cover on Sunday. Chance of rain. Temperatures climbing into the mid 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Saints preserve us. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Bigorra. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and March 17th is St. Patrick's Day.
You want a taste of me shillelagh?
Yeah, no, I don't want a taste of your shillelagh. Well, I'll tell you the worst Irish joke in the world that's clean. You know what's green and white and sits on the deck and is Irish?
I have no idea.
Patio furniture. Oh, like I said. That was a bad joke, but St. Patrick's Day is March 17th, and most people, when they think of that, they think of parades, green beer, corned beef, and cabbage, but it goes back 1,500 years to a guy named St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Patrick was not even Irish by birth. Rather, he was born in Britain in the late 4th century, and as a teenager was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken to Ireland as a slave. After several years, he escaped and returned home to Ireland, and he came back as a missionary, where he spent decades spreading Christianity throughout the land. Legend says that Patrick used the three leaves of the shamrock to explain the Christian concept of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And over time, the shamrock literally became the enduring symbol of Ireland. Patrick died on March 17th in the year 461. That's a long time ago. In Ireland, that day eventually became a religious feast day honoring him and Irish heritage. Now, here's the interesting part. St. Patrick's Day did not start in Ireland. Rather, it started in America. The first St. Patrick's Day parade took place in 1762 in New York City, with Irish soldiers from the British Army marching through the streets to celebrate their heritage. And since then, it has grown bigger and bigger throughout the years. Chicago dyes its river bright green every year, a tradition that started in the 1960s, and if you've ever seen the movie The Fugitive with Harrison Ford, you can see that. But it's not just about parades. People wear green clothing, shamrocks. In Ireland, it was once a religious observance where you attended church and shared meals with family, and the wearing of the green symbolized your Irish nationalism and the lush green landscape of Ireland, once called the Emerald Isle. Food also plays a big role in St. Patrick's Day. So, folks, have some good food this year. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. There is a parade in Huntsville. There's parades all over the country. I will be participating myself in Birmingham, Alabama. And have a happy St. Patty's Day, Mid-Irelands. And
you know, St. Patrick's Day was at one point going to be my daughter's birthday.
Really?
She decided to hang on for a few more days, as children do when the mother is pregnant. I guess because she wasn't finished kicking my wife's bladder, but she was almost a St. Patrick's Day baby.
Well, hey, I'll drink to that.
And I have many times.
Okay, so do we need to get out of here, Brian? Is it that time?
You know, we can go out of here, and we'll visit with you for just a few minutes as we come back here on The Point with Bill Crawford.
Okay.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the closing segment of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple, who pointed out to me that I ought to do a little public service announcement and let everybody know that starting tomorrow in the downtown area at 10 o'clock, there will be road closures throughout downtown for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Essentially, the parade begins at the intersection of Holmes and Woodson by the railroad track, goes east to west from Holmes to Monroe Street, then turns south on Jefferson Street, turns back north on Washington, and finishes at Meridian Street. So that's a good place, unless you want to go watch it, that's a good place to be. But if you plan to go there and think you're going to be traveling through, the roads will be closed from 10 till about 1 o'clock. So just beware of that tomorrow. And it's going to be a good day, so I anticipate big crowds at the St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow.
It's always a big thing here in Huntsville.
Yeah.
They're taking pretty much the route they've taken every year, so just pack your patience if you're going to go down that way.
Yes, indeed. Just be patient, have a good time, and avoid the hassle of getting caught by a blocked road. A couple of other things to mention. One, I think I've already stated this. We have a short show today. Try saying that three times fast. We have a short show today. We'll be leaving right after this. I've got to get on the road and go down to Birmingham and have some activities with some former colleagues and friends. So
Bill's a man in high demand.
Right.
Well, you know, people requested you being there. Don't sneeze at that.
Well, that's true. Next week, folks, we've got a pretty good lineup of shows thus far. Monday, we are going to have Miss Rhonda Sutton, who's the former local president of the Association of the United States Army. Now she's the regional president, and I look forward to talking to Rhonda. Fox News will be with us in studio Monday afternoon. On Tuesday, for our first segment, we'll have Chris Horn, who is running for the Secretary of State. You may know him from his previous show called The Sports Church, and then Veterans Corner at 3:15 with Miss Sue Irons from the U.S. Military Academy, talking about items of interest to veterans. So, folks, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. If you have some green beer, have it at home. Certainly don't get out and cruise around the roads doing that. And we look forward to bringing back our show next week. And we look forward to talking to everybody next week. Give us a call, too. 256-382-0724. This is not my show. This is your show. And Brian and I welcome your phone calls. And hopefully we can talk to you soon one of these days. And have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. And remember, there are soldiers all over the world who are standing a post for you right now. And be with them. God bless our soldiers. God bless America. And God bless you. So, Brian, let's get out of here in a little bit. I hope you have a good weekend. I certainly will try to have one myself. And that's it, folks. This is The Point.